We check in at the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, and the boss man, the CEO, president, is my great friend Eric Spoonmore. He joins us every other Monday as we keep you in the loop of all the busy things that are happening here in Bloomington and Monroe County, and there's plenty of it. First of all, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I am terrific. How are you, Glass?
Well, I know you're in a good mood because the Hoosiers won yesterday. I know you're in a great good mood in your household because Bloomington North won in an all-timer on Saturday night here on the airways. Basketball and sunshine makes a lot of people happy in this part of the world. Did you notice that?
It does, especially this time of year and this month. You know, I was out walking around a little bit around lunchtime today. The students seem to maybe take a little bit of a break from classes today, perfecting some beer pong skills that appeared. it's always so nice when you get one of these really nice spring days in the month of March or in early spring like this, and you start getting the spring fever. Seeing some good outcomes with men's and women's basketball, some really good outcomes with Bloomington North. So it's always good to see them back in the regionals, and hopefully you'll be able to go down to Seymour and watch them pick up a regional championship this weekend.
You'll have to go for me because I am heading southbound. I don't know how much warmer it's going to be anywhere, but we'll put you in charge of that. So you will be my man on the scene. We will be there, and I will be listening from the Gulf Coast. 6:30 Saturday night for a 7 p.m. tip-off. The Barney Scott Gymnasium down in Seymour, our friends at Bloomington North, winners of Sectional 13 in dramatic fashion, as we've been telling you all weekend long and all day long as well. But Eric's not here to talk about sports the entire time as much as he'd love to. The last time I saw you, the community was raising over $200,000, 100 Cooks Who Care. I will not reveal your secret recipe of the Spoonmore beans. They were delicious. Well, what a night that was to bring our community together and donate to a great cause. I know I've talked to Dr. Hoswald, but I wanted to get your angle from that too, because it's the intersection of business and people in private and everything else. That's what makes our community special. You saw that on take place two Saturdays ago.
Yeah, it was great to see the community really come out and support the Wonder Lab and the Foundation for MCCSC. Just had a delightful time. That was actually the first time that I had participated in the 100 Cooks Who Care event. They had taken a couple of years off due to COVID. My good friend Scott Shishman is in Old National Bank, obviously, very involved in the community, put that event on, and it was just spectacular, I thought. And so really had a lot of fun, raised a lot of money for some very deserving charities.
Yeah, and all that money, again, raised by all the people locally, stays here locally. Absolutely, absolutely great. And speaking of great things, last Thursday night, Shreve Hall, the campus of Ivy Tech, I spoke to Dr. Jerry Sanders from the RBB last hour. He wanted me to pass on more thanks to you and your team at the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce for putting on the 2023 Educator of the Year Awards. He couldn't stop bragging about what a great night that was. And we know plenty of the folks at RBB represented there. But a great cornucopia, if you will, of local educators being celebrated at Ivy Tech.
We had over 220 attendees at that event. So many educators. It was just a really profound and fun event. You know, we love to do this. That was the 22nd Educator of the Year Awards event that the chamber has put on. It's a really important one for us to celebrate our teachers. You know, teachers change lives, and we recognize that, and it's so important that we recognize them for all of their service and what they do in our communities for our kids. But we had a lot of fun. It was great. It was great to hear from Dr. Hoswald. It was great to hear from Dr. Sanders. We had a really nice performance of Into the Woods, kind of a preview of that, which is going to be performed by Theater South, Bloomington High School South students. So, and I'm looking forward to attending that event. That's going to be on March 25th. They've got a couple of performances that day, Saturday, March 25th, at Carmichael Hall there at South, and then also again on Sunday, March 26th, they'll have a matinee performance of Into the Woods. So a great way to go out and support students And, you know, we just had a blast at the Educator of the Year. And thanks so much to our sponsors who helped put those programs on as well, too. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's hard to do it all by yourself, no question about that. So when you have that, again, community support at so many different levels, that's what makes Monroe and Bloomington a great place to be. Now, also, am I hallucinating, or were you guys – this was back earlier in February, I thought, because I remember seeing Jim Inman in the picture. Did you guys do the reality store out at RBB, too? Was that? Did you help out with all of that?
Yeah, we did.
That's really cool.
We do that pretty regularly. The next one we've got coming up is going to be on Friday, March 10th, and that will be at Tri-North Middle School this time. So we try to...
So there's more than one.
The reality
store. I didn't miss anything there. Okay, good.
Yep. Yeah, the Success School is, you know, it's a really nice resource that the Chamber provides in partnership with MCCSC and RBBCSC, and does a really good job, I think, of working with the students at those schools, kind of exposing them to different career pathways and giving them a sense of, you know, what it's like to be an adult in this crazy world that we live in right now. So it's good skills to have for sure.
And the bills are due. You just can't ignore them. You gotta set up that auto pay or stick a stamp on it and put it in the envelope. That's the reality. Maybe that'll help their parents out a little bit too, if they can see that other reality from it. All right, before we get to all the fun stuff that you guys have going on here in the next couple of weeks, which there is plenty of, we want to make sure that everybody is aware of your election forums, and you've got one coming up this Saturday. That's the League of Women Voters, right? You guys all partner up. Tell me all about that.
So we do a legislative update event throughout the legislative session, and that is in partnership with the League of Women Voters. Those are done on Zoom, usually once a month, and we hear from our area legislators that will give an update on the different pieces of legislation that are kind of circulating throughout the state house. As you know, it's not always easy to track all of the movement with all of the bills and.
Do you think that's by design sometimes? Do you think that's we just make this complicated enough, everybody will just sign off on it? Where it's a representative government. That's how this thing works, right?
I don't know if it's by design. I think that, you know, technology has advanced so much, and it makes it so much easier to, you know, really rapidly deploy a lot of that work. And I think it's professionals who want to do a good job, and in order to do that, you have to really serve your constituents in a quick and swift way. And I think that's what we see a lot of happening in the state house, and they leverage technology to make that happen. And so it's not like in the old days where all of this stuff was paper-based and it took time to move from one chamber to the next. Things move at the speed of light up there, and, you know, that's why it's incumbent on, you know, groups like the Chamber of Commerce to really be paying attention and watching what the legislation is and how it's going to impact our businesses, how it's going to impact our community, how it's going to impact local government, our schools, you name it. There is the legislature has an extremely tremendous amount of power. And we've got to be watching those things and making sure that we're providing good input and feedback on those proposals as they work through the different chambers.
Eric Spoonmore,
General Assembly.
President, CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, is going to join us every other week from now on. Why? We have too many things to do. So we get a great legislative update. We also get candidate forums, correct? Is that something we should be watching for after spring break as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something we're really excited about. I think a really nice service that the Chamber of Commerce provides for our members as a resource, as well as to the community. So these are open to the public. What we want more than anything is for voters to be informed on the upcoming elections, the municipal elections. We know we're going to have a new mayor. We know that there are multiple city council seats that are contested. And so, you know, it's really important that voters are aware of who these candidates are, you know, how they intend to govern, what their policy positions are going to be. And so we're really looking forward to the forums that we're going to be holding. We'll have one that focuses on the city council, and that will be on March 21st. That will be over at the Mill, beginning at about 5:30. You can come hear from all the city council candidates and what their platforms are going to be. Should be a really great event, and we hope we have a big audience over there. The Mill's a great venue for that. And then we'll have another event, a mayoral forum, that will have all three mayoral candidates on April 10th. Again, it's going to be hosted by the Chamber in partnership with many other local economic development and business-based organizations here in the community. And we'll hear directly from the mayoral candidates on, you know, what their thoughts are and how they plan to lead the city of Bloomington into the future. Now, I can tell you this, mark my words, the next mayor is going to be determined here in about 2 months.
Right.
We're not going to have to wait until November because we don't even have a Republican candidate on the ballot yet. But the way that the math works here in Monroe County and that it has. And
we're not breaking any news here, by the way.
No, we're not breaking any news here, by the way, is that the mayor tends to be determined in the Democratic primary in May. And so it's really, and that's coming up very quickly. So, you know, regardless if you're identify as a Republican or as a Democrat, it's important to know what's going on in this primary race because that's where the decision is going to be made. And I would just encourage anyone who wants to have a voice in how the city's leadership is going to shape up over the next 4 years, vote in this primary, regardless of how you identify politically. This is the one that you want to be involved in. This is the one where you really need to understand who the candidates are, because I can guarantee you this is where the decision is going to be made in the May primary on who the next mayor of Bloomington will be.
Yeah, you can't argue with that one. That's just how, quote-unquote, it works. And once you crack that code, it's a little bit easier
to understand. And one other thing to add, yeah, if you don't mind,
nope,
it was, you know, as you know, I served in elected office before I joined the chamber and was very well aware of how these numbers look and who the voters are, and there's a lot of data associated with this stuff. We'll be lucky in a city of 85,000 people. We'll be lucky if
20?
There's 8,000 votes cast in this primary election that will determine the next mayor. So
that puts it
in
a stark reality. Yeah.
Yep. If you're an eligible voter, I cannot encourage you enough. Go vote in that primary and become informed on who these candidates are, because they will have a tremendous impact on our business community. They're going to have it has a tremendous impact on your personal lives. There is no other level of government that impacts you more, in my opinion, than local government. Even the federal government, it's a little bit more removed. You see more impact from local government than any other form of government here. And so just really encourage people to get involved in this election.
Will your mayoral forum on April 10th, will that also be at the Mill?
No, that's going to be at President's Hall. Ooh. On the campus of Indiana University. Yeah, so we were very fortunate to get a really nice venue, and we hope to have a big crowd for that event. We'll have some libations beforehand and hors d'oeuvres and food there, so it'll be a really nice event.
And, of course, we will remind you more about that April 10th date as we get closer and closer. One date we want to remind everybody about, because next week we're not going to be here, so we'll help get it out this week. Business After Hours is March 16th. Where are we heading? Where are we going to have some fun here in downtown Bloomington?
Spring Hill Suites. And
another hotel. We had a hotel in February.
A ribbon cutting that's going to be going associated with that one as well, too. So business after hours events are great networking opportunities for our members. We love doing these events. It's, you know, it's kind of like going to a party with all of your friends. And, you know, it's like the old cheer song. Everybody knows your name when you go to the business after hours event. So for members, come on out. Have a good time. Spring Hill Suites will be hosting, and we'll have a nice event planned for us in store for that night.
And if you'd like more information on how to be a chamber member, if you're not one and want to join the fun, chamberbloomington.org. Well, we've got plenty of hoops to get focused on this week. We've got plenty of great events coming up this month of March as well. We'll talk to you when we get back from spring break so you can give me a full report on what I missed.
Hey, it sounds good, Glass. I always appreciate it and look forward to talking soon.
Excellent. Great job, Eric, and we'll get caught up with you on the 20th. Eric Spoonmore, the Greater Chamber. Well, I always get that wrong. The Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. Yeah, we're going to go with Eric every other week. I had five other things I couldn't get to today, and we did, 15 minutes.